Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement. That is why we're here. Eric has some fantastic ideas for your retirement. Of course, we want you to remember his phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Pretty easy to remember. It's an 800 number, 454-1184. You'll be hearing about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns you're having about retirement. And if there's something you'd like to specifically address, reach out to us at 800-454-1184. Or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, here we are again together. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's always good to be helping the listeners really kind of get an idea of what should you be doing today and what would be the next steps and how to really have a plan. I mean, we all spend so much time thinking about, you know, vacations or home improvement projects or other things like that. But it is amazing how few people really take a lot of time to spend on their financial plan, which ironically would help them get more home improvements done and more vacations, right? So, exactly. So hopefully we're going to fix that today.
Right. We've all been caught off guard at some point. And it makes me think of the deer in the headlight. Look, you know, when you're driving down the highway and there's that deer right out in the middle of the road and it just freezes. It doesn't know what to do. This happens in life when everything hits you at once and you kind of just have that paralyzed feeling. And I want to talk about that right now, Eric. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to be making decisions about retirement, but they're not doing it?
Well, ironically, I guess I should throw in there that my youngest son is now the patrol leader for his deer in the headlights patrol for Boy Scouts. But so I kept asking him, are you the chief deer or are you the one who leads them to the headlights? But a lot of people do have analysis paralysis. I mean, I've recently was working with somebody who was, we were helping them with some long-term care solutions, some options versus buying the traditional long-term care. And there's some way better options out there. And they're like, well, hold it. You know, the first numbers you gave us were this, and why are they now this? Well, let's see. You've had a birthday since then. You now told us more about your medical information. Oh, yeah, and the company had a rate change 4 months ago. We've been talking about this for almost a year. It's kind of like, why is my mortgage rate different? You know, I applied a year and a half ago, and you know, or something like that, right? You know, things change over time, and then people are shocked that, well, hold it. But I was looking at this, and now you've changed it? It's like, no, yeah, you need to take some action. And I don't know what it is. I mean, financial decisions always have a lot of emotional baggage kind of tied to them. So sometimes it can be very tough to make some decisions. But yeah, that analysis paralysis part can really, really, really harm you in the long run. And also, some of it's the fault of the financial industry, too. I mean, I remember when I first started in the business in the early 90s, back then, FMC, which is now United Defense, but they had a very complicated 401k. They had guaranteed investment, stock, and bond, right? Three options, right? I mean, you know, how nice and simple is that? You look at most people's 401ks now, I don't know, they probably have a low end of 20 to 30 options and maybe up to 50 or 60. It's kind of like going to the store and, you know, somebody says, give me some peanut butter and there's 50 versions of it on the shelf. Which one do you buy? That's the hard part. So yeah, having a plan is important, but definitely getting off of that analysis and just taking action. I mean, there's a great thing called imperfect action. And I love that phrase. And it's just more about if you can get 80% of the stuff done, it doesn't matter if 100% was right. As long as 80% of it got done, you know, then usually it kind of almost the momentum and stuff will get the rest done.
I love that. Imperfect action. Just do it. Just get started. Yeah. I do think some people put off planning because they're scared of what, you know, of how hard it's going to be, right? I mean, we all kind of just avoid things because of that. So, Eric, can you talk about your office and what people can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
Well, of course, they don't even have to come in anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, it can be virtual, it can be on the phone, so it could be a Zoom call, it could be a in-person or you know, in our office. And, you know, of course, we've got all the safety protocols and all that fun stuff set up. But, you know, the biggest difference with coming in and having somebody to talk to we're not really a therapist. You know, I often kind of almost wish I'd taken some more psychology classes for sure, especially maybe marriage and family counseling for some couples that you work with.
I bet.
You know, really the main issue is when you're sitting down with somebody and you have another set of eyes, you know, it's always better. It's just like when you lost something and somebody else walks up and goes, it's right behind you, and you feel stupid, and, you know, and it's just because sometimes you just overlook that or you didn't see that. And lots of times it's also just you don't know what you don't know. And until somebody tells you that, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people say, oh, I've got a great tax person. I've got this great tax person. And yet they're missing out on all these ways to have tax-free money building up. And their tax person's never talked to them about it. I'm like, you said you have a really good tax person. Why haven't they brought this up? And they have no answer for me. Lots of times you think you may have one set of, you know, situation, but, you know, it may be actually different. So, you know, really when people come in with us, it's more just, let's have a worry less wealth talk. Let's find out what your concerns are, what your goals are, and let's how can we make you worry less about your money? And then we follow up with actually a strategy session where we actually show you what that blueprint is that you have currently. So even though you don't think you have a plan, you do have a plan, even if the plan was no plan. So I kind of equate it for the same as if you're driving down the freeway, you are heading somewhere. It may or may not be the right direction, but you are heading somewhere. And so we will tell you which way you're headed. Not if it's right or wrong. We'll just tell you, hey, here's where you're headed. Here's the issues that you got. Here's some things you should probably fix. And then we leave it up to the client and say, okay, it's up to you. Do you want to take any action? Do you want to have us help you? Do you want to do it on your own? But you know, that's when we leave it up to you to make that decision. So it's a very low-key kind of process. And what we've been doing is we've been waiving our planning fee, which is usually $1,000 to $1,500 at least. Main reason for that is just we want to make sure people get this information. So I'd rather, you know, spend a little bit of time. And yeah, some people may not be the right fit for us and may not be a great clients for us. So that may or may not work, but at least we'll give them that information. But for a lot of people, they are people we can help. And once we have that information, once we show them that plan and we can say, hey, look, you know, here's how you can do it. Oh, you can actually retire sooner. Or at least you can say, you know, these are some changes you can make. And then you'll be able to retire a lot quicker than you thought you would have been. So there's all sorts of situations that come up. But again, if you want to take action on this and you want to set up a time, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message and we'll give you a call back. And we'll set up a time to talk. Again, it could be on the phone, Zoom, or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, you can call us at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when we retire, we're not going to have that paycheck coming in. So it's Eric's goal to help you have a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, retirement is a new phase of life, and we all know anything new can be terrifying. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can change up your routine to get you ready for retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. And Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through retirement successfully. All right, Eric, I have a very private question to ask you right now. How do you take your coffee?
That's a tricky one for me because I don't.
Oh, you don't take coffee?
No, I'm a big tea drinker, so I have a lot of special order, a bunch of different loose leaf teas.
Very health. It's more of a health thing, right? Isn't it?
Yep, a lot healthier and stuff, and gives you some steady caffeine throughout the day, and kind of helps you avoid soda and stuff like that.
Now let me ask you this: what if you are somewhere where you can't get your teas? Then what do you do?
No, it's always tougher. Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times you can get at least, you know, you can get iced tea or something.
Okay. But sometimes we have to change up our things. And we're all creatures of habit, and it's tough to do. I know for me, you know, I take my coffee a certain way. I like to have my cream. I like to have my sugar. But if I go somewhere and I don't have that, then it's kind of ruining my morning right in the beginning, you know. So when you're getting closer to retirement, you should honestly, seriously change some things up. And that's where I'm going with this. Why is it so important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
Well, you know, retirement is kind of the polar opposite of what you've been doing for your whole life. And people just don't really fully get that. So, you know, when you're building up money, you know, trying to take, you know, whatever you can, put it away, squirrel it away, right? Get those points in the scoreboard higher and higher as your 401k or IRA balances get bigger. You know, a lot of things don't really matter. I mean, they matter. It sucks when you lose money or when the markets go down and such, right? But it doesn't matter to your day-to-day living because you're not living off that money. But once you hit retirement, everything flips around. That's when you really care about those certain situations. If things are dropping or things are, you know, tanking out. I mean, I remember one client that was going to do this epic, huge cruise for like 6 or 8 weeks and stuff like that. And then he had a problem with one of his rental properties. And of course, he didn't want to pay for having a manager. So he had to cancel his kind of trip of a lifetime he planned just to take care of his rental property, you know. It's things like that where, you know, if he had had a regular job still and stuff, he would have had the cash flow, but, you know, he needed to handle this and all this stuff. But, you know, that's why we have to start really planning differently. Because when you're in that withdrawal phase, distribution phase, when you're taking money out, that's when that routine totally changes around. And so, yeah, when you start planning for that retirement, you really need to be thinking about how that money is going to come out and make sure it's coming out the right way or, you know, it won't taste so good, right?
Right. So can you dig a little bit deeper and tell us what are the things that are going to change with our money as we get into retirement? Obviously, no more paycheck.
Yes. So the biggest thing that's confusing for, I think, a lot of people that they don't necessarily get is that whole replacement of the paycheck. And it's not as easy as, you know, it once was where you worked for, you know, 30 years and got the gold watch and got the lifetime income and you're, you know, pretty much set and just use whatever you saved up for buying the boat or, you know, having fun or whatever, right? And now it's all about where did you put your money? How do you get the money back out? And so it's typically for most people, it's going to be lots of little checks create that paycheck. So you're not going to get one set paycheck anymore. So say, you do your math and you say, okay, hey, we need, you know, whatever the number is, $7,000 a month to live on. And maybe you've got $3,000 coming from Social Security. So now you get $4,000 you got to take out of someplace. And maybe some from your IRA, some from your Roth, some from your regular monies. And all those other little checks need to add up to that $4,000 so you can live on it, right? So that's the biggest difference in retirement is you get to pick how and when, and even what tax you get to pay when you design your paycheck. So it's very strange in the sense that when you're working, you know, you just get it, right? You just get the paycheck and it keeps coming and comes on a certain time. And, you know, there's not much changes that you do to it other than, you know, changing your retirement funding or something, or if you get a raise or whatever. But the big difference there is, now you got to create that paycheck, and it's a huge difference for people, and it's always a little scary.
Right. So when you are meeting with somebody, when they come in and they're making that transition from working years to retirement, what are the questions that you ask them to gather the information that you need?
Well, obviously all the all the hard stuff, or, you know, hard facts, you know, it's not just the facts, ma'am, kind of thing. But we do need those. But really, when we're talking in a meeting, I kind of almost ignore those. I really kind of get those for when we're doing the analysis. The more critical thing for me is more of, you know, what do you want to do? You know, a lot. Sometimes people have no idea, right? They just go, I don't want to be working for this guy anymore, or I don't want to be working at this company anymore. So, all right, well, then what? You know, what do those days look like? What does that perfect weekend look like? What does that perfect week look like? And obviously, a lot of us can name trips we want to do and things that we want to do, but what about the rest, right? And so, you know, that's one of the big things is, you know, finding out what they want to do, where they want to do it. I would say probably getting close to maybe a third of my clients end up retiring where their grandkids live.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, their kids actually live there too, but they don't notice that.
Yeah, just the grandkids.
Just they only notice the grandkids. And so that sometimes may be something that they never planned. They may have never planned to move or may have never planned to be in that particular state, but hey, that's where the grandkids, you know, are, and we want to be there for them and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that just to start thinking that, having that process to think about what should you be doing, what are you going to be, what life's going to be like. And lots of times, I mean, it's almost never, I'm going to sit on the rocking chair in the front porch and, you know, the old stereotypical retirement. Moreover than not, it's more of a, hey, I want to go do this job for fun, or I love this one nonprofit and I want to just work for them and, you know, and not have to get a check or something. And, you know, or I want to retire early and go get a job that's 9 to 5 that at 5, I literally turn off my email and I don't check it till 9 the next day. And, you know, and so sometimes it's just things like that. And so finding out those goals and those options, then it's easy to design the solution around it. But a lot of times people are just thinking that, oh, I should put money away for, you know, here because of this is what my neighbors do. But if your plan is totally different than your neighbors, that might not be the right place for you to be putting those funds. So again, that's why, you know, setting some time aside really to, you know, go over what you're looking at and, you know, making sure that you have that money for the rest of your life, that you know it's going to be there, that you know your plan's going to work, that you know you can do this and that, and you can have fun and enjoy life. And once you have that plan in place, then you know what to do. And sometimes it may not be so good, right? Sometimes maybe, oh, you might need to work a couple more years. Okay, well, at least now you know. So having that information, having that data is so critical. And the sooner you do it, the better. I mean, the biggest problem I have run into is trying to fix things that are too late. And it's a lot tougher. So if I have more time on somebody's side to fix things, it's way easier. So, you know, does this make sense to be using this? Again, it's kind of like I've used the analogy a lot before of tools. You can use a wrench or a saw to remove a bolt, and usually use a wrench. But if that bolt is, you know, rusted shut, sometimes the only way to get it off is that saw. And so if you're asking me, you know, what's the best wrench, and the situation happens to be that the bolt's rusted shut, I can give you all the best wrenches, but none of them will work. So again, yeah, we want to make sure it's right for your situation, and also like tax-wise too, that it's right for the rest of your life, you know? And so, you know, one of the things too that people always ask about is, you know, how do I know that number? How much should I be spending? How do I know how much I need to live on? And so the easy math there is you take all your bank statements, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. So you add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12, and that's how much you spent over the last 12 months. And it's the no BS real number. It may be surprising to you, but that is really what you spent. And so give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can book right there on wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. More to come.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. That means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That is their goal for you. All right, Eric, I have another personal question to ask you today. Do you have a junk drawer anywhere in your house?
Well, I don't know if they're junk drawers, but my wife's partial to baskets.
Oh, baskets.
So there's a lot of junk in baskets.
Ooh,
which
but it looks
I try
so,
to throw away.
But it looks so pretty in a basket.
It looks better, but each time I get a chance to get rid of some of those, I'm very happy.
All right. Well, a lot of us do have those junk drawers. You know, I have one in the kitchen. It's actually holds my pot holders, right? But what happens is I clear off my island when we're having people over, and I've got mail and coupons and just all kinds of stuff that I just throw in there. And then it's just a mess, you know. You have to get it back in order again so I can reach those pot holders. How many clients come into you thinking they have a plan, but all they really have is just a financial junk drawer that needs to be organized?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, sometimes I've even jokingly said, I don't even need to see their resume or their LinkedIn profile because I can see it on their financial statements, you know, because it's all the history of all the places they've worked.
Yeah,
They've got 401k from here, you know. I think my record for one person was 11 different 401ks.
Whoa.
So
that's
yeah,
a lot.
That's a lot. And there's no way they are paying attention to the, you know, asset allocation and the mix of all those, because it's just too complicated. Because if you want to rebalance them, you'd have to go to all 11 websites to, you know, to do it and then see which funds have which options and which 401ks. And so, yeah, I find that happens a lot. You know, people leave old 401ks behind, and it's kind of like little orphans running around or something, right? You know, please, sir, may I have some more right now? That's the sad part is people just forget about stuff. I mean, I literally had one client that she's like, oh my gosh, I just got called by my old company from a long, long time ago, and they had some lost mail issue, I guess, or something, but I've got $80,000 in an old retirement plan.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm like, well, that's great.
Ooh.
It's really bad that you didn't know you had those funds, but it's great that you found them. So there's definitely some people who have that junk drawer kind of planning, and that's lots of times why you need to sit down and have a plan, because I have a lot of people go, I think we have this much money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's they're not 100% sure. And lots of times, too, since most retirement, you know, the I in IRA is individual, you know, lots of times, especially for married couples, one spouse will know where their own stuff is, and the other one knows where their stuff is, but they don't always know where everybody's stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes. It
makes it a little tougher, too.
True, true. So what would you say, then, is the very first step we would need to do to get organized so it's our plan is functional in retirement?
Yeah, often one of the first things we're doing is just, you know, rolling over all those old 401ks, and some are crazy. I mean, the smaller the company, the more of a hassle I find, which is weird. But, you know, lots of times these big, huge companies, you just call up 10, 15 minutes on the phone or whatever, and the money's transferred. If it's a small company, then lots of times they have to have their, you know, the paperwork signed. I mean, probably the toughest one I ever had was I had a client worked for a mortgage company back in 2008, and they went from, I think, 2,000 people to like 10 in like a week.
Whoa.
Or something crazy. And
yeah.
I mean, basically the company was going under and folding, and And he luckily knew where this one lady lived because she was the plan administrator, but she was also terminated from the company. So, but their retirement plan said your plan administrator had to sign off on it. And they hadn't got a new one yet. So a little crazy. So sometimes it's good to definitely get those moved because you never know what may happen to that company down the road. But also just every time you leave a retirement, leave a 401k or a company, even if it's 403b, 457, all the different ones out there, all of those you can roll to an IRA anytime, tax-free with no issue. So it's usually a phone call, sometimes some paperwork. Sometimes your spouse needs to have their signatures notarized, which is always weird because it's not their money. But, so whatever it takes. But once you've done it, hey, then it's easy because once it's in an IRA format, super easy to move around or change down the road. One of the things that we typically do during that time frame is also just do a risk review. Because those old statements and those old 401ks, you may have not been paying attention to. You may not even have your login as much anymore. And so, if you look at all those assets and look at what risk level you're at, there's no right or wrong answer. But, if you're on the, if you like the kiddie roller coaster and you're on the one that, drops 40 stories and does a bunch of flips and dips and stuff, you want to know that before you're strapped in. And so, that's really one of the benefits of doing that is having that risk review done. And that's something we can offer for the listeners, too. If you want to know what your risk score is, you can actually go into wealthcreatorradio.com now. And on wealthcreatorradio.com, there's a spot where you can get your risk score. But then if you send us your holdings, we'll actually tell you how that compares to what you actually have and what is that risk level. Because I find lots of times people have way more risk than they thought that they had. And the wrong time to find that out is when things crash, right? So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can either give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, if we've been working with someone, how important would it be to maybe get a second opinion as they're listening to what you have to say?
Well, probably taxes is one of the big ones. I find most financial advisors have a big thing on there says that they don't do any tax advice. It's like, what? Hold it. You're talking to me about my capital gains, my IRAs, my 401k, everything is taxable. So that'd be one thing is maybe they're just not experienced. And to be honest, a lot of them are investment managers. They're not really actually full financial advisors. They're really just talking about, hey, here's your portfolio. And I mean, you hear the, places like, don't invest and forget and all these other places that are, I hate annuities and you should too. And all these, all these things you see online, most of these are from people who only do investment advice. And so they're going to say, oh, well here, we're going to earn 0.5% or 1% better than your guy. Just move your money to us. They may or may not actually do that for one thing, but also what about everything else? I mean, one of the things that lots of times we're answering questions on is, should I refinance? Should I lease or buy a car? And how should I pay for my car? Those don't have anything to do with your IRA or your portfolio, but that does have a lot to do with your overall picture, right? So, that's one of the things that we're able to do here at Heckman Financial is really help people look at that whole thing and get that second opinion. And so if you're working with somebody, again, right now we're doing this with no cost, no fee. We're not charging our planning fee, so we're waiving that. If you want to sit down and talk with us either on the phone or, Zoom or whatever way is best for you, we can set up that time. Again, so all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for the rest of Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton of O2 Mortgage. Great to have you here, Drew.
Really great to be here, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things right now, of course, is rates are, you know, still down massively compared to, you know, historic norms. I mean, twos and threes were never norms. You know, it was always five, sixes, and sevens, right? So a lot of people are saying, hey, do I really need a refi? Obviously, my property value has gone up very likely, you know, from maybe the last time I refinanced. But I got a great rate. Is it really worth it? And then how do you compare them? And, you know, what are all these like great deals that look so good on online? And then, you know, you try to go apply and you find out there's all these fees maybe. So, you know, give us kind of some insight about should people be looking to do that? What's, you know, is there any sort of good rule of thumb of when it makes sense to do that, or, you know, what should people be thinking about if they should refinance or not?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the easiest and hardest answer to that question is it all depends, right?
Yep.
So my bias is towards, you know, connecting with somebody who's going to take your specific scenario, your goals, your financial plans, and making sure that your mortgage fits those plans. We can get you the absolute lowest interest rate if you'd like. And I run into this a lot. You know, people say, well, what's the lowest interest rate you've got? Well, 2%. Do you want that? And, you know, they get really excited because, you know, maybe they've talked to other lenders and it's, you know, 2.5% or 3% or whatever it might be. But the trouble is, it's really hard to compare interest rates because maybe my 2% is paying some very large fees and the other guy is actually giving you a credit. So how do you compare those? Right. So there's a lot of information out there. And like you said, you know, you've got online advertisements, lots of different things. So, you know, be aware of that.
And so when you're trying to compare those online things, I mean, yeah, one is fees and costs or, you know, like they'll tell you rate and APR. So, you know, maybe touch on that difference. And then what, you know, like if you are paying big fees, obviously that, like you said, that goes back to your plan. I mean, if you're going to move in a year or two, that probably wouldn't make sense. So, you know, maybe touch on that part of things.
Right. Yeah. I mean, APR is a tool out there that's there to help you compare two interest rates, right? It's trying to compare apples to apples as close as you can, right? So in the scenario that I just gave you, you know, the 2% versus let's say the 2.5% or 3%, you know, the 2%, you're probably paying some very large fees, and maybe the 2.5% or 3%, you aren't maybe getting a credit. So how do you compare that? And the industry standard would be APR, right? It's the annual percentage rate. And the difference there, and it's a good intent. The trouble is with an APR, it assumes that you are going to keep the loan for the entire time, right? For 30 years. Right. And it assumes that you're going to, you know, that there's no inflation, right? Money today is worth the same as it was 30 years ago or 30 years from now. And it also assumes that the interest, the interim interest, so the amount of interest that you pay on the loan just to kind of catch up on things, is part of the fees, which is really troubling because it means the day that something's quoted, it would change, even though the terms are all the same. So try to illustrate that better. if I quote you an interest rate and say, here's the fees, and then here's the APR, if I quote it to you on the 30th of June, it's going to be different than the 15th of July, right? Because even if everything stays the same, the interest is going to be different because of the time that you're closing. So APR is good, but it's not perfect.
Well, if you're paying large fees, yeah, and if they're spreading that over 30 years and you're maybe going to be there 5 years, then obviously that 2% rate that may have would likely have a much higher APR because you have some fees there could be even way higher if you try to do that over that 5 year time period. Right. So,
yeah. And I think, you know, we don't have to make it that complicated, right? The way that I typically run numbers for my clients is, okay, what interest rate are we looking at? What are the fees? And we're talking all the one-time fees, right? So the any points
or no fees. You can also do no fee, right?
Or no fees. Yeah. Because the way it works is there's actual cost for the loan, and then there's either a point or a credit for the interest rate chosen, right? And so that's where you really want an expert to get in there with you and say, okay, here's the gamut of possibilities, and let's try to solve this for your scenario. If you say, Drew, in 2 years, I'm going to retire, I'm moving out, right? I'm going to go somewhere else and sell the home. Well, then, you know, that long payoff period of, let's say, 5 years or 10 years before this really makes sense, it doesn't work for you, right? You should probably be looking at a no cost or a very low cost refi. Where someone says, Drew, we bought our dream home last year. You know, this is where we're going to raise your kids. We're going to stay here forever. Well, then they may want to look at a more long-term approach. So it's really, you know, again, trying to fit that for the individual.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess there's a couple things, right? One is maybe your home values shot up more, so you could, you know, do a cash out refi or, you know, rate and term. So maybe talk about that, those kind of two jargony things, and what's the differences between those and why it may make sense or not. And I guess another thing I should point out is a lot of people still don't know this, that when the Trump tax law kicked in, they got rid of the home equity line of credit deductibility on that interest, you know, unless you can prove it was 100% done for just, you know, improvements to your house. So if somebody's charged a kid's tuition on their home equity line, it might be a good time to combine those, right? So yeah, maybe touch on all that.
Right. That's a very good point. Yeah. So the two basic types of refinances would be the rate and term, which you're changing the rate and or the term of the loan, or
but not getting any money, right? On the rate and
not
term,
getting any money. No. Yeah. You're just redoing your loan. You're changing the rate or the term, and then kind of resetting it up. A cash out loan, you're actually pulling equity out of your home, increasing your loan amount, and then putting that equity somewhere. Typically, a cash out loan is going to cost a little bit more in interest rate than a rate and term loan, but there may be really good reasons for a cash out loan, right? Eric, you mentioned, you know, possibly combining a home equity line of credit and a first mortgage into one loan. You know, you've got the tax benefits on the conversion from home equity to the one loan, but you may also have, you know, the variable interest rate. Sometimes those equity lines are actually higher than a typical mortgage. You know, the interest rates are typically interest only, where a fixed cash out loan would typically be principal and interest. So those would be big benefits. And if you're doing a remodel on a home, if you are, you know, let's say you maybe have some debts that you want to consolidate, a mortgage is a good place to look for those things and see if you have a possibility, especially with the fact that, you know, if you've owned your home for a few years, you've realized some very good appreciation for the most part. So looking at, again, a rate and term, just changing the rate or the term, trying to lower your payments typically, or a cash out, trying to either consolidate, pull money out, do something with that money. You know, obviously, if you want to just pull out your money and put it in the bank because that makes you feel good, you may want to talk to Eric about some better options with that money. But yes, pulling money out, and hopefully that money is going to do something for you because you will be paying interest on it, of course.
So, you know, if somebody wants to have that, you know, that analysis, what's the best way for them to kind of give you a call and set that up and you know, have that time to with an expert to really know they've got the best deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call, 408-610-3210. You know, let us know what questions you have. Give us a call at 408 610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. And that's O2 Mortgage. And again, we're happy to give you any advice you guys have questions on.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm where they will put you first, and their focus is on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. So we've come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story. It's a great lesson. We can listen to an example of someone who had something good work out for the best. So what do you have for us, Eric?
Well, it's anytime you buy a stock or invest in anything, I shouldn't say stock, anytime you're investing in anything, there should be some critical questions you ask. Why this? That's always a good one. And when am I going to sell this under good and bad circumstances? And what I find is a lot of times people say, oh, I heard the stock's great, I'm going to buy this. And then they have no plan for it. And so I've got some clients that just thought Tesla sounded cool when it first went public and bought it way back when. They've made an insane amount of money on it. But we had some stop losses. I kept telling them, we need to have it protected as it goes up. And so a stop loss is something where you say if it hits a certain number, it'll trigger sale of so many shares. And so they were kind of annoyed with me because we sold some in January when it started dropping a little bit there. And then, of course, it dropped by 50% by March. And then it went insane. No reason for it to go where it went. So, you know, went up 1,000% returns or something, you know, just crazy numbers. It just kept going up and up and up this year. And so we sold a little bit there. And then, of course, tanked back down again a bunch. And, you know, so we took a lot of profits. And so, we if you look at it over time, we've averaged really good sales prices on a lot of those stocks. And this was a stock that they were just holding and holding and holding, didn't know what to do. But, you know, she's just about to retire. And now a lot of that cash is there, protected. They still have some invested. We didn't sell all of it and stuff. But, we've made some really good money off of it at the higher points and protected it. And that's because we had a plan. Typically, the plan is selling it way after things have gone bad after they'd been good, right? And so that's the part we have to watch out for, is making sure that we have a plan ahead of time.
Right.
And so, again, that's why we have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's why we've created that, really just to, first and foremost, know, how am I going to do? Do I have enough money to retire? When can I retire? Is it going to last me for the rest of my life? So we go through all that, look at that income plan that you have, even if you don't know what it is, you've got a plan. So that's what we want to do for you. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.